Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 52 of the Playoff Push Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Dobbins, and today I'm joined by a very special guest. He might just be a health and PE teacher over in York, Pennsylvania, but he's much more than that. He got $250,000 from Tom Brady. Matt Dennis, how are we doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, it's going to be a great time, but I mean, Fanatics Fest. A game, place that I wanted to go to. Unfortunately, I was out of the country, so I couldn't make it. But I was like, yeah, I need to go there. Lined up, did not work. It sucks. But man, you clearly had one hell of an experience. Can you, like, just first off, run us through the venue? Because you said you got a little sneak peek before the events. Just run me through, you know, the venue and how that scouting really changed your perception of the event.
Yeah, so just the fandom, you know, going up to Fanatics Fest, like just the, you know, your excitement right there. It's just everyone has that energy. So the day before the event actually started on Friday, I was up spending the night up in New York City, and I just went to check out, and they were still setting up. I'm like, how are they going to get this thing together? But just the amount of workers and people, just the chaos, it all came together. But just seeing the size of that venue and all the different spots, and I didn't expect it to be that large. So when I showed up the next day, kind of had a little more sense of calm, like, okay, I kind of saw this being built. So here we are. So we're right in the middle of this big old venue, and I got a little fun event going on.
Was it your typical, like, convention center, or was it, like, supersized, or like certain segments for certain things? Like,
Convention
what was
center
the
size, yeah,
general?
for sure. Three stories, pretty much.
Okay.
Big open spaces, though. I mean, the first bottom floor down, I don't call it basement, but the lower level was where all the media was.
Okay.
And then you had your food, you had your concessions, but big glass windows and just enormous spot there. And then all the other stuff where the booths were set up and the vendors, and it was just kind of room after room and little spots, cubbies, all spread out. So,
Yeah, of course. I know you had your events to go to, but did you actually check out any of the vendors? Did you get any sports cards or anything like that?
I did not, a little bit, because I went back up on Sunday
Gotcha.
to attend the event for the last day. And I did get a chance to kind of go around and watch some of the other competitors, but then pulled aside a little bit here and there from other people who were at the spots with cards and stuff. My dad actually went along on the trip, and he got a chance to sell a couple of his cards that he
That's
had from his
sick.
childhood. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Any
Yeah.
certain, like, you know, crazy cards, or just like, you know, just like
No,
some.
just. Yeah, a couple $100 worth. You know,
Okay,
nothing
there we
crazy,
go. That's what
crazy.
you're talking about, though.
Yeah,
That was what
yeah.
matters. So, Fanatics Games, I believe eight different sports. You got baseball, you got football, hockey, basketball, golf, WWE Walkout, UFC, and
Soccer. You
soccer.
say soccer?
Let's go
Golf,
with
yeah.
that. I think those are the eight.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a lot of different skill sets. A lot of sports take very different, you know, hand-eye coordinations,
Right.
or hand-foot coordinations, or eye-foot coordinations, whatever. Was there any, like, certain, like, reset that you had in between each event? Because they all require very different things.
So yeah, that's a great question, because it was kind of, I don't want to say a roller coaster of emotions, but you come off an event and you're, you know, kind of thinking about what just happened. Like, how did I do on that one? And oh man, I kind of messed up here, did this, did that. But you can't really have that mindset. You got to move on, be in the moment. You got to get to the next one and focus. All right, what do I have to do now? So yeah, it was kind of those thoughts in between, like, you know, what, where am I going to place? You know, what is this doing score wise? And yes, I think a lot of it was skill based. The only one with really power was the punching. So you weren't really like risking injury at a
Yeah,
lot of these
exactly.
stations, which was probably a good thing for a lot of us average Joes who are getting older. But I benefited from that just being skill based for the most part.
Was there, like, crazy, like, crowd energy during the events? Like, was it like a sports event in its own right almost, or was it more like a show? Like, what would you describe it as?
Yeah, so different segments, and the starting point for everybody, you started with the WWE walkout, so it was the same like circuit, you want to say.
I think you
You
said
went,
that was the most complicated for you, right? Like, you were
oh,
thinking hard about what to do for that.
right, and just not knowing the energy and like what's going to be out there. So on Friday when I went, it was probably the smaller-ish crowd of the weekend. Saturday, Sunday was the bigger crowd. And a lot of the WWE faces were coming out on the other days. So I think who kind of was closest to me before I went, because we had time slots, was Gronkowski. So I kind of like peeked my head out, like, because I was,
Just
you know,
casually, just
yeah.
Rob Gronkowski walking out right
Yeah,
before you.
well, like I'm kind of in the waiting area where we all had to start, and so like I kind of wanted to see him, but I also want to focus on my events and just be in the right state of mind. And but you could kind of hear like around the corner, like there was definitely energy. You know, people were excited to see
Absolutely.
him, and once he finished, I think some people then followed him. You know, so there were some true WWE fans, and you could see it a little bit in my video, just the ones who got their hands up and started waving for Joe Hendry. I could tell like they were the ones that knew what was coming. A lot of others were just there for the entertainment and see who was coming out next. But I think it was kind of more of a surprise. Like they didn't really know, okay, this famous person's coming out at this time, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And Saturday and Sunday, it was just a lot deeper in the crowd. So I did get a chance to step over there on Sunday. And it was definitely more energy. So like at the events, like people were watching, but people were also in line to do the events themselves. It was part of the event. So part of Fanatics Fest is you get to do these same obstacles that we did in the competition. But you
Absolutely.
had to wait in line. So we kind of, you know, just jumped to the front of the line. But, you know, as people were waiting, they're of course watching. So we all had these shirts on, and they kind of were able to pick us out of the crowd.
As crazy as it was, that wasn't even your only viral moment of like the last 365 days. You had a half court shot at, well, what was the Wells Fargo Center, unfortunately switched up, rest in peace. But how is that energy compared to the one that you just mentioned at Fanatics Fest?
So the, of course, making the shot at Wells Fargo back then, it was not during halftime, so everyone was there. It was during a timeout,
Oh,
so
was it really?
almost all 20,000 people were
Oh,
in the
wow.
arena, and like five people went in front of me, and none of them made it, and then I make it, and it just erupted. So like I
Oh,
kind of
yeah.
lost my mind during that. I never really had that lose your mind moment, in a different way. You know, when I went up on stage and sitting there with, you know, accepting the prize, then it's like my thought process, it wasn't like one big boom. It was just like this long drawn out, like, what am I doing up here? You know? So the energy, I would say, at the half court shot was like more electric.
Oh, I bet.
But the thought process during Fanatics Fest, it was the whole time like, what is happening right now?
Between those events, was there any certain one that you think was the most pressure where you felt like, oh, this could all collapse any moment? Was it like the beginning with the WWE or was it later with like the golf shot or something like that?
Yeah, I didn't exactly know what to expect for each event. When I turned the corner, I went from WWE, did really well, like for myself, came off that. And then, of course, next was the baseball, and I ended up finishing first overall. So, like,
That's what I'm talking about.
yeah, that was the one that really got me feeling confident and good moving on. I was like, wow, I just put those in the right spot. And
Yeah.
then I kind of deflated. Hockey, I got a zero right after that.
Ooh.
And then I go to football. And I missed like my first two throws in the shortest one. I'm like, I can throw a football very easily, and these targets look enormous. And I was just not in the right mindset coming off hockey. So I felt like I messed up, and then I went to basketball and messed up even more, you know, like so hockey and basketball ended up being the two that I dropped because you could drop the bottom two. I was a basketball player and pretty decent shooter, so that one was tough on me. So coming off those two, it was very frustrating. So I took it out, my anger out on the punching, and then the soccer and the golf, I had a strong finish. So,
That's what I'm talking about. I would have thought the golf was the hardest because that's probably about as inconsistent as a sport can be. Because you could think you can get a good hit on it and it'll slice and they'll be like, oh.
yeah. So last few years, I've actually been playing a lot of golf. So that has paid off big time because I think I was top 10. I forget exactly where I was in the mix on that one, but
That'll
you know,
play.
there were so many that that's what they dropped, you know, and it's not an easy skill. And I actually should have had probably about 20 more points, but they just kind of spun off the front of the green. And it was a short shot, it was only 105 yards. So it was
Okay.
just like a little pitching wedge.
Yeah.
Just had to be controlled, but the green was sloped and the spin, like you said, you just never know which way it's
So
going to go.
inconsistent. Like you can never really bank on what it's going to be. So of course, you know, that event was I think it was 50, you know, people at the event and then 50 athletes, correct? Wow. So it's like you got third place overall. You were behind, I believe, Brady got first and Gotchi got second, if I remember properly. And then you were right ahead of Harden and Eli Manning. And like you look all the way at the bottom of the list. And it's funny because there were three people listed with 0 points. One of them was a fan, and one of them was Travis Scott. Did you like see him there, or why is he on the list when he didn't register any events? Do you have any idea?
That's a great. That's the first time that's come up. I did not look down that far. I know, like Kevin Durant, there were some issues with him getting
Travis
the.
Hunter too. Travis Hunter was the lowest of people who registered events.
Well, yeah. So I don't know. They might have skipped around or just decided not to do something. I know Kevin Durant, he got traded that day that he competed. So
Yeah,
kind
and
of like
he was
changes.
talking at a panel, right? And then he
Yeah,
found out
he's
he
up
got
on
traded.
stage. Yeah. So I think Nick Foles actually participated and kind of filled in a little bit for Kevin Durant
Gotcha.
during the event. So,
It was so funny because I was like looking down the list and I see Travis Scott at 0 points and 0 events competed. I'm like, why is his name even there?
yeah, he also did the rap on stage. I don't know if you saw that whole. Yeah, that was pretty
Man,
cool.
I'm a huge Trav fan, so I like had to ask about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, I
But
didn't
you
see
know,
him. I forget which day he went, what or was supposed to go. I don't know if he ever went through, but yeah, I don't know if he backed out or
I just
what.
thought I was like, that's funny.
Yeah.
So you know, you outperformed guys, like I said, like James Harden in the four slot, Eli Manning in the five. Did you ever have like a shift in competitiveness when you realized that, you know, the PE teacher from York, Pennsylvania is out beating two of the greatest athletes of their sport?
Yeah, so I was not aware of the leaderboard whatsoever during my events. Yeah.
Really?
So you do all 8 events in like a 1 hour time period. So I went on Friday, and
Whoa.
when I went home, I took the train home that night. When I was driving home, I saw that Brady was in front of me and Eli was behind me, and I'm sitting there in second place. So that's when all the attention kind of started,
It's like,
and I
wait a
was like,
minute.
so more so just led to stress, you know, the out of my control type of stress, and it was not enjoyable. Just sitting around all day Saturday, like, am I going to get past? Is this, you know, what's going to happen? And then I found out that I was in third place the end of Saturday because of Justin passing me. And then it was like, okay, if I slip one spot, I get nothing. But they wanted me to come back up on Sunday just in case. So traveled back up to New York City, and it all worked out.
Obviously worked out. I mean, wow. Like that's a, it's a crazy list of athletes too. Like, you know, as you said, KD and Foles at the bottom and Travis Hunter at the bottom. It's like everyone you could possibly think of in like the NFL and NBA, they were on that list.
I mean, you had the quarterbacks like Russell Wilson, like who played, you know, could have gone professional baseball, and
Exactly. He did. He got drafted and he
right, and he
chose to go
just
football, but obviously he could have played. Same with Kyler. I don't know if Kyler was there, probably not. But
no, he
Kyler
was
was same
not.
situation.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a couple other quarterbacks there, and Joe Burrow did not do well in baseball. I don't know if you saw that video.
Wow. I feel like the quarterback should like, right? You know, it's throwing, it's close enough.
Right. So yeah, just, you know, being amongst all that, it was getting a lot of attention, and just, you know, felt pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Did any of the pro athletes that give you like a nod or a word at any times during the events?
So it was all, like I said, all the events were spread out throughout the whole convention center. So you saw them kind of fly by, but it was never like we interacted with them as competitors. So we kind of thought maybe we would be teamed up in a small group or like one-on-one with them. But that just never happened because I think of their schedules. They can't really plan on that because they have to be everywhere. So no, that didn't really happen until, of course, afterwards I got some acknowledgement. So.
And I mean, that acknowledgement was with Tom Brady. I mean, you won that LeBron James, what was it, a rookie gold car or something like that? That's sick. And then you had a conversation with Tom Brady, and eventually he got the card. You got 250 grand, a signed Brady card, and a signed jersey. Was there for a moment that you thought like the deal was gonna fall through, or were you like so locked in, you're like, I need to do this?
Yeah, I didn't like I kind of knew the value of the card before going on stage, but I didn't know he was going to make an offer. So when he started talking and congratulating me and said, you know, I was thinking about making, I was like, uh-oh, you know, what's coming here? So, you know, I didn't really want to leave the venue there that day with that card. I didn't know what to do with it. I would have had to like make sure it was secure and then maybe sell
No,
it sometime
exactly.
and then deal with the expenses there. So it just made my life easier, making that transaction with Brady. So it was kind of, you know, could I maybe ask for more or, you know, maybe, but I thought it was a fair offer, and Kevin Hart stepping up and saying, "Get the jersey and the card sent my way." That kind of helped out.
And the moment must have been priceless, right? Just talking with Tom Brady, like.
I'll tell you what, his presence, I got a chance to see him backstage before going on stage, and just the presence that he has, it is very commanding, in a good way. He was very genuine. He was well spoken, just really nice guy to talk to. He reached out. He didn't have to give me as much time as he did back there, but very, personable. And of course, I'm wearing an Eagles hat on stage or
Oh
backstage, and he makes a comment about that. But
yeah.
it was all fun. It was good.
Nick Foles is in the building though. He can't say too much.
I know. I wish I would have gone. I wish I would have seen Nick a little bit later in the day, but I never got a chance.
That's one of the legends from right around here, you know.
Oh,
Actually,
man.
I'm actually a Giants fan. I assumed you could tell from the thing back there.
Yeah, I heard.
But yeah,
Yeah.
it is what it is. But I mean, I have so much respect for Nick and his career, 'cause going from the Eagles to leaving them to going to a play with a bunch of other teams and coming back to Philly, winning the Super Bowl over Tom Brady. It's like his career was something, man. One great ball. So you said Tom was like a super like genuine guy and just like would you like compare him to any other athletes you've had experience with or just he was his own thing?
He is. You just look at him up close and like, okay, this is the guy that everyone talks about, and here he is. And of course, he's standing there, and he has his whole team of people, probably about 20, 25 people, just around him. And his life, it's interesting to see it in that kind of perspective, because you're like, everything is scheduled for this guy, like the schedule to meet me. And Justin then came over. So he's just kind of waiting for things to happen, and then they happen, and then he just kind of takes over and starts talking, and then he's in control. It's just like, it's
Yeah, I mean,
wild. He
field
just,
general.
yeah, he's just so used to his routine, and does a great job with it. So that's, I guess it was appropriate that he ended up winning.
When did the whole thing like sink in? Was it while you were talking with Brady? Was it after you got back home? Like, when did you realize, holy cow, I just got 250 grand from Tom Brady for doing sports events?
Oh, from that
Just
aspect.
like the fact that the entire like weekend happened.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like more so dinner, and then that night sitting around with family, and then Fanatics put me up in a hotel in the city, and we're just sitting there watching game seven of the NBA finals. And I had some interviews that night, and just kind of sitting there just hearing, like thinking back, like what just happened? And it started to sink in, and just all the messages I was getting, everything, it was just kind of surreal, but it was really clicking, like, wow, I'm gonna be recognized for this for a little bit of time.
Yeah, how was that acknowledgement from like People Magazine and CNN and NBC and like every other news source that got your story? Like, how did it feel to get that publicity? It was pretty cool, I bet.
It was went in with the mindset of, I'm not going to say no to anything. So just kind of put myself out there and said, I'll take interviews and I'll talk to whoever. And just scheduling, it was crazy. Just I had a person that was appointed to me to work with me, and he said, okay, we're going to be doing this at this time. And just like kind of living the life of a star for a couple of days there.
Yeah, it must have been kind
And
of nice.
yeah, I was like, all right, next week you're doing this and this. And I was like, okay, sounds good. So just how fast paced that life is, it's definitely far from the education world. So that's part of the reason I did it, just to branch out, do something for myself, just like see what else is out there. And I always like new experiences. You just can't just settle for one thing. So it definitely
Absolutely.
brought some attention.
If Fanatics were to invite you back next year, do you think you'd want to try to defend your title?
For sure. It was. I'd be curious, if they're going to change anything up or keep all the events the same, if they were to do it again.
Yeah. It was the inaugural year, so it's like there's so much they could do from here on out if they want to run it back.
Yeah, so the one guy that's in charge of the games that I've been talking to, he did say, like, they expected this to bring a lot of attention, but they had no idea it was going to bring this much. So it would only make sense to do it again, right? So they're going to go through, if they do it again, and it's just like, if I am going back, like, what mindset do I have? Because everything was new to me. Now it's like I have a little more experience. So it'll be interesting. I hope it happens. It'll be fun
Yeah,
to do.
you might have a better idea as how to prepare for the certain events, or maybe you don't prepare and you just I it worked the first time, might as well run it back, right?
Yeah, right. So some of those that went on Sunday, like the third day of the event, they had a chance to practice. They had a chance to watch the other events. So like you kind of thought, man, they're at an advantage, but it can mess with your mind, you know?
Yeah,
So
you can psych yourself out, be like, okay, I prepared for this, and then you mess it up, and then you're like, oh no, what'd I do wrong? And it just like spirals.
yeah, a big part of it was mental. So had to definitely stay locked in.
Obviously, this happened in late June, and school has not started back up. So my next question is going to be, how do you think your students are going to react when they're like, wait, that was you?
I'm afraid that many already know, like going into it. Schedules are out. We're starting up next week, and teachers haven't started back yet. So I know I've talked to some administrators and other teachers, and that's gonna, because we have all, 500, 600 people, how many are ever teachers in our district come together that first day of school. So like I don't know if there's gonna be any recognition there, but there's a, I'm still finding out today just who was following me and who knew about this back when it was happening. I'm like, wow, that reached a lot of people.
Yeah, it really did. Was there any like certain like one big takeaway that you're gonna take from Fanatics Fest and really push it towards your actual occupation, or is it just gonna be like just for yourself?
I think it's of course a teachable moment. There's some things that come from this that of course made me grow as a person, but then also just like the whole idea of I'm turning 40 next week, and the whole mindset of don't slow down, keep up, just keep doing things. And like there's a lot of ex life experiences that of course not everyone's going to get to do the same level as what I did, but there's smaller areas in life that you can definitely talk about through this event.
Do you think that it's going to be like something that you'll look back at in like 20 years and say, wow, this really, changed their trajectory of me as a person or something like that?
It could, yeah, very well could. Just kind of, but it could also just be another piece in the story. I kind of
Absolutely.
look at everything as a whole and just say, like, look at all the things I've done, and it's definitely gonna be a fun thing to talk about.
It's pretty sick. Alrighty, that's gonna do it here. Any final words, Matt?
No, appreciate it. Good luck with everything you're doing. Doing a great job and going off to college. It's an exciting time of year for you.
Can't
So,
wait. I
yeah.
can't wait. This is gonna be part three of the five episode 50 saga. So thank you everyone for tuning in to episode number 52 of the Playoff Push Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Jack Dobbins, and have a great rest of your day.